in a dark room and the strobe lights are flashing. You're jumping up and down, throwing caution to the wind. No form, no rules, just your arms and legs flailing around like crazy. Just kidding. This is Techno Contra, and there are definitely a few rules.
Turn to your neighbor, say howdy neighbor. Okay, bounce and swing that neighbor.
Contra dancing is a type of folk dance with European and Appalachian origins. It's sort of like square dancing, but couples stand in lines. They progress down the line, repeating the dance with the couple standing across from them. All of this is set to folk music.
And I never liked dancing, actually. Then someone wrote me into a dance, I think, from the band. And so someone asked me if I wanted to dance. So I set down my banjo and I was like, okay.
Ben Timby has been dancing Contra for a while. He even met his girlfriend, Tiffany Justice, at a Contra dance in Asheville, North Carolina.
And after we met, I invited her up here.
And she says, is there a Contra dance? And you said, yeah. And she said, okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
And once she tried it, she got hooked. Tiffany loves all kinds of dancing, but Contra offers a special sense of togetherness.
And I had a few friends that, again, had, you know, asked me to try out. It seemed like it was very inclusive, which I liked about it. I in the same night, I danced with a 16-year-old and a 90-year-old, and I just really, really liked that it felt like this sense of community in the dancing, and it wasn't, you know, exclusive in any way.
Ben and Tiffany kindled their relationship at Sitka's traditional Contra dance, held once a month with music by a local group, Fishing for Cats. But around December of last year, Timby wanted to try something a little different.
And a bunch of young people, you know, there's a number of us that had already been doing just the traditional Contra dancing. And I think we were all just sitting around, like having beers or at a jam or something. And I just mentioned this idea and Kari was on board.
Kari Lundgren is a Contra dance caller. That's the person that teaches the group each of the dances. Lundgren is a longtime Sitka caller, but Ben wasn't sure what she'd think about some of the music.
I didn't know if she would actually like be willing to call it, but
yeah, it did make my eyes cross a little bit.
Like, you were like, oh, I don't know.
I don't know. But I'm some of it. Old for this sort of thing.
Kari loved the idea, though there were a few logistical challenges. Contra tunes are between 108 and 120 beats per minute. Techno music is more like 120 to 150 beats per minute. Tempo-wise, it's the difference between a stroll and a jog. So Timby and Lundgren had to find the sweet spot where upbeat music meets danceable meter.
So, you know, Ben picked really good music that he has a real good sense of dance tempo, and you've got to kind of stay, people can only dance so fast, you know, and you have to give them time to actually complete the move before you expect them to do something else. Some of the music has an extra measure in it, and so sometimes we have to pause and just go, and wait, and wait, mm-hmm. and wait. Go now, you know. And
then Techno Contra also attracts a younger crowd. Often, participants have little to no experience, but Kari says that's not a bad thing. Seeing a younger crowd at a Contra dance helps keep the tradition alive.
The tradition overall, I think, is graying a little bit. Like, when you look at some of the dance camp footage, you know, so this is actually bringing in the next generation and getting them dancing, and that's the important part, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, keeping Contra alive and making it relevant. And very likely some of those folks would feel confident walking into a fiddle dance if they were in Minneapolis visiting their sister or something, you know, mm-hmm. I mean.
And while you're dancing as a group and technically following the instructions of the caller, that doesn't mean there's no room for creative expression.
You know, the caller's responsibility is to stop calling at some point. I mean, and that's when it really elevates, is when it's just the dancers and the music. And everyone's doing everything at the exact same time, and it's just like the whole place just starts to pulse. But always arriving to the call on time, you know, not breaking with that tradition, but, you know. But yeah, and that's where, when the caller stops calling and it's just the music and the musicians all doing everything exactly together, it's pretty amazing.
They're looking into holding dances in Juneau, Fairbanks, and even Bellingham, Washington, and Portland, Oregon. And in Sitka, Techno Contra has become so popular, they're considering upgrading to a bigger space for the next dance in August.
Ladies, ladies.